Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. I am in Mexico City at the airport on a layover on my way to Tapachula, which is southern Mexico, right on the border of Guatemala. And it's really noisy in here, so I don't know how well you can hear me, but I just wanted to, you know, talk to you for a second about what's going on in Venezuela. Have you seen all the stuff that's happening in Venezuela? I haven't had a chance to do a podcast about it for a while because there's just been so many other things going on in the world, but holy smokes. So Juan Guaido, who is the interim president, who's recognized by about 50 countries, was blocked from entering the National Assembly by pro-government troops. And the people, and of course I got a girl screaming over there, and the people that are, outside trying to get in, Maduro sends his thugs to go and rob them and beat them. And so Juan Guaido, this is the, again, recognized president of Venezuela, being blocked from entering the National Assembly to the point where he tried to jump the fence and was repelled by riot gear clad soldiers on the inside. So they went and held a vote. The politicians held a vote outside the parliament and voted a good grief that kid shut up voted outside the parliament to make Guaido the president again. Meanwhile, the people loyal to Maduro inside the parliament voted to make some other guy the Speaker of the House, essentially, which is Guaido's function there. And so even left-wing countries are sort of criticizing Maduro for that. And now, Tuesday, the group that was pro Guaido, that was on Guaido's side, plus Juan Guaido, they all stormed the gates of the parliament and broke through and got inside so that they can hold an official vote. And the Maduro forces cut the power to the building so they couldn't see, and they didn't care. They voted in the dark and voted Juan Guaido as the Speaker of the House or the parliament, the head of the parliament there, for another year. Holy cow. It's just been a year, the 23rd of January, since Juan Guaido was declared the interim president. And so much has happened. There's been so much human misery in Venezuela that I'm going to have to go back there and do some more reporting on it. So stick around in February. I'm planning a trip back there. I've also got a trip planned to Australia and New Zealand coming up after this trip. But for the next week or so, I'm going to be traveling along the Mexican-Guatemalan border, and I will be bringing you some amazing stories from out of there. Hopefully, I'll have enough bandwidth to do it. So we'll see. All right, take care.